Blackstone Audio presents Young Mr. Roosevelt, FDR's Introduction to War, Politics, and Life, by Stanley Weintraub. For Mark and Judith, David and Carrie Lee, Erica and Bruce. Come gather, children, by my side, and listen well to me, how fortune dealt with Roosevelt, the pride of our Navy. Lewis McHenry Howe. 'Tis the curse of the service. Preferment goes by letter and affection, not by the old gradation, where each second stood heir to the first. Othello, General of the Venetian Navy. We cannot anchor our ship of state. We must go forward or flounder. FDR, accepting the Democratic vice presidential nomination, Hyde Park, August 9, 1920. Preface. The Beginnings of Promise. Working on Final Victory, about the wartime 1944 presidential campaign, in which Franklin Delano Roosevelt won an unprecedented fourth term, abbreviated by his sudden death in April 1945, I planned to include a chapter on the service vote. Millions of Americans in uniform at sea or on distant fronts were eligible for absentee ballots. In the first decade of the new century, many former servicemen I contacted, however elderly, recalled where they were and how they voted, by mail, in person, and through helpful questionnaires on my behalf across the country. I recorded their responses. In each case, I asked why the veteran voted for the candidate chosen then. Former sailors and their officers frequently answered, "I voted for Roosevelt because he was a Navy man." A Navy man? Young Roosevelt was, indeed, Assistant Secretary of the Navy during World War I and into 1920. I determined, once the 1944 book was completed, to examine what kind of Navy man he was, and how those wartime years of political apprenticeship foreshadowed his future. The only child of a young mother and a father in late middle age, both wealthy, patrician, and bred on venerable rustic estates long predating the nation's independence, Franklin Delano Roosevelt could look forward to an untroubled future as a country squire. He might interrupt his moneyed leisure with golfing, boating, gentlemen's clubs, cocktails, cards, connoisseurship, and oversight of family properties and investments. Perhaps, too, through an undemanding Ivy League law background, he might endure the occasional preparation of briefs in a prestigious Wall Street firm. An arranged marriage with a well-to-do society beauty also seemed inevitable.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?